There are people today that they call themselves preterists. Preterist is from the Latin word meaning past or gone by. The late R.C. Sproul was a preterist. It's not a matter of mishearing something he said over the radio. He has a full-length book on it, where he believes that most of the book of Revelation already happened. He's got a few shreds for the end. He's called now a partial preterist. But there are people out there, and they're getting very bold about this, and they're getting very aggressive about this, and basically what they're saying concerning the book of Revelation is nothing to see here, folks. Move right along, because the book of Revelation's already been fulfilled. So these are people that believe that John penned the book of Revelation in the 60s, not during the reign of Domitian. Remember I told you to remember Domitian's name? But in the reign of Nero. He penned the book not in A.D. 95, but in about A.D. 65. And the book of Revelation, what it really is it's a prophecy that already happened when Rome invaded Israel in A.D. 70. Preterist. Preterism. It's past. It's gone by. All of you people looking for a future Antichrist, you're wasting your time because the book of Revelation already happened. Hank Hanegraaff was a convert to the doctrine of partial preterism. And one of the things that's very interesting about preterists, whether it's R.C. Sproul, Hank Hanegraaff, they are arguing that the beast was Nero in the 60s. No future Antichrist, but the beast already came forward in the person of Nero. And look at how they appeal to gematria. You take the Hebrew letters, did I say Greek or Hebrew? Hebrew. They take the Hebrew letters from this gematria table. They spell out the name Nero. And actually, they don't just spell out the name Nero. They throw in his title, Caesar. Neron Kaiser, I guess would be how you would say that. And they attach the right number to the right letter, and they add the whole thing up, and it yields the figure 666. So what they're arguing is Revelation 13 already happened in the back at the end of the first century, or even not even at the end of the first century, in about the A.D. 70. And so many, many people are buying into this sort of explanation. And there's a lot of problems with preterism, not the least of which they used Nero's title. Those are the final three letters at the bottom to make this work. They didn't just use Nero's name. Why did they throw in his title? Because without the title, it doesn't add up to what? 666. So they're massaging the data to get it fit their preordained outcome. To convince the Christian world that there is no future Antichrist, the Antichrist already came in the person of Nero. Now, this is obviously problematic because of the repetition of the name. When this figure comes forward, you'll be able to figure out who he is, not based on his title, not based on Mr. or Doctor or President or Ambassador or whoever in front of his name. You will be able to figure out exactly who he is from the name itself. That's why the Greek word name is repeated here in the Mark of the Beast passage. He provides that no one will be able to buy or sell except the one who has the mark, either the name. Now, do you see anything there about a title? Doesn't say anything about a title. Or the number of his name. Here is wisdom who has understanding, the number of the beast, that is the number of a man. So the preterists are right that he is a man. The Greek word anthropos is used to describe him. But they're wrong in the sense that they get 666 to work out mathematically the way they want it to work out, because the name Nero doesn't yield the total that they need. So they got to toss in his name. So it's very suspicious what these preterists have done. Beyond that, they have to rely on Hebrew gematria when John wrote to a what speaking audience? Greek-speaking audience. That's your second clue that what they've done here is highly problematic. They've thrown in the title. They're relying on the wrong language. If this had any validity at all, Nero would have to be spelled out in Greek, not Hebrew, and you'd have to get rid of the title in front of the name Nero. Beyond that, who ever thought that Nero was the Antichrist? Has anybody in church history ever told us that Nero is the Antichrist? Answer, crickets. No church father. Polycarp didn't think that, and he was living through Nero's reign, which wasn't a nice time to be alive from a human perspective for a Christian. Severe martyrdoms, but nobody ever said Nero is the Antichrist. And what's so funny about these preterists is they're the first to give you these long-winded explanations. I mean, these people go on and on and on, page after page after page, telling you why numbers in the book of Revelation are not literal. They absolutely do not take Revelation 20, verses 1 through 10, where it mentions the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ, a thousand-year kingdom called the millennium that's coming upon the earth. They will tell you that that's not literal. Why is it not literal? Because we're in the kingdom now. So the number 1,000 is allegorical. They absolutely do not take any of the numbers in Revelation 7 literally. The 144,000 Jews, 12,000 from each tribe, not literal, not literal, not literal. Oh, but what about Revelation 13 verse 18? Oh, that's suddenly literal. Why? Because they need it to work out the fact that Nero is the guy. And that's how you could recognize false doctrine. Because they have to employ inconsistent weights and measures interpretively to get it to fit their preordained outcome. And beyond that, the book of Revelation was not written in the days of Nero, but it was written in the days of who? Remember I told you to tuck that memory, that name in your memory? It was written in the days of Domitian. Domitian ruled at the end of the first century. Nero was in power around the AD 60 and following. Now, how do I know that the book of Revelation was... By the way, let me back up. Do you see how that's a big problem for preterism? How can the book of Revelation be a prophecy about Nero when it was written 25 years after Nero? That's their problem. Why do I believe that the book of Revelation was not written in the 60s, but after the time of Nero? Because of what Irenaeus says. Irenaeus would know. Because Irenaeus is one generation removed from John, the author. See, R.C. Sproul might seem very glib and articulate, and Hank Hanegraaff, as they're rattling off this position, and they sound very authoritative, and they sound very scholarly, and they use big words, and it impresses a lot of people, but they're critiquing something way too late, 2,000 years too late. Why not rely on the witness who's just one generation removed from John? And what Irenaeus says, look at the very last sentence here of a quote we mentioned earlier, where he tells people not to speculate about the Antichrist. In fact, let me just reread this quote to you. "We will not, however, incur the risk of pronouncing positively as to the name of the Antichrist, but if it had been necessary to announce his name plainly at the present time, it would have been spoken by him who saw the apocalypse." Who was him that saw the apocalypse? John. What does apocalypse mean? It means the book of Revelation. Then Irenaeus says, "For it." What is the nearest antecedent to the it? If you can discover the nearest antecedent to the it, you'll discover what the it is referring to. And the nearest antecedent to the it is the word what? Starts with an A? Apocalypse. So when he says it, he's talking about the book of Revelation. "For it was seen not long ago, but also in our time, at the end of the reign of Nero." Doesn't say that. At the end of the reign of Domitian. This was not written in the AD 60s, the apocalypse, which is the it. The apocalypse was written in the 90s. How do I know that? Because of what Irenaeus says here. And he would know, being one generation removed from John, being discipled by a man that John discipled. John, the apostle, discipled Polycarp. Polycarp discipled Irenaeus. And so just one generation removed from John, Irenaeus is saying here, the apocalypse was seen at the end of the reign of Domitian, which means the book of Revelation was written 25 years after the events of AD 70. That's a quarter of a century. And so if the book of Revelation was written 25 years after the events of AD 70, how in the world can you make the book of Revelation a prophecy about the events of AD 70? It would be like me saying, okay, I have a new prophecy book that just came out. Brand new book. This is a real book I wrote, but let's pretend this is a fake book. It's got my personal prophecy in here about what's going to happen on 9/11. So everybody line up at the back of the church. We'll be letting these go for a very decent rate. I predict in here what's going to happen in 9/11. You're going to say, well, wait a minute, Pastor, 9/11 already happened. That's the preterist view. So the more you scrutinize what these guys are saying, the more it makes no sense at all. But because they're on the radio and they speak with authoritative voices, Christian after Christian after Christian believes their message, and their message is, stick a fork in it, it's done. Revelation 13 is done. No future Antichrist, no future New World Order, all of that would happened in the person of Nero. And look, even his name spells out to 666. So to get their whole system to work, they've got to rely on Hebrew gematria rather than Greek gematria. Problem there, because John is writing to a Greek-speaking audience. Number two, they've got to throw in the title of Nero to get it to work. Number three, there is no apostle or church father that ever thought Nero was the Antichrist. He was a bad dude, don't get me wrong. But he was not the Antichrist. Number four, why is the number 666 literal when you're telling us in all of your treatises that every other number in the book of Revelation is non-literal? And then number five, how can the book of Revelation be a prophecy about the events of AD 70 when it was written 25 years after the fact? In fact, here's a chart. I think I got this from Mark Hitchcock. You know, if you really ever want to get up to speed on this, there's actually a formal debate that I was in the audience to witness firsthand between Mark Hitchcock and Hank Henegraaff concerning the date of the book of Revelation. Mark Hitchcock, having written his doctoral dissertation on it, arguing for the Domitianic date, Hank Henegraaff arguing for the Neronian date. And I just have to say, as an observer, this was promoted as a debate. I mean, it really turned into a big deal. John Ankerberg came with all of his cameras and all of this kind of stuff. If you watch that, it isn't even a debate. You know, Henegraaff, for the first, they each had a chance to make an opening statement. It was one of the weirdest, to be honest with you. I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone watching this. Hank Henegraaff gets up there and makes his opening statement, and he doesn't even surface any side in his side of the debate. What he does is it's just so weird. I can't even believe I saw this. And you could watch it on film and be your own judge. But he quotes Revelation chapter 1 from memory. Well, Hank, we all know you've got a good memory and you've got a lot of Bible verses committed to memory. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? That doesn't prove your point at all. Mark Hitchcock gets up there with all of these facts and figures, and what was supposed to be a debate wasn't even a debate at all. So go to the website www.pre-trib.org. I think this took place maybe back in 2005, something like that. And you can see exactly what I'm talking about. But Mark Hitchcock, one of the most articulate defenders of the Domitianic date for the book of Revelation, would put up charts like this. And you'll notice that starting with Irenaeus, going through all of these church fathers, all of them believed that the book of Revelation was written in the days of Domitian. There isn't anybody who believed that the book of Revelation was written in the 60s until 550 AD. Till a full 5 centuries and more after the canon of Scripture closed. So the problem with the preterist interpretation is they've completely hitched their wagon to something that no church father believed. And when you ask preterists about this, man, they can bob and weave and play dodgeball. The closest I've ever gotten to an explanation from them is they say Irenaeus made a mistake. And just like dominoes in a row falling over, Victorinus made the same error. And so did Eusebius. And everybody had it wrong until 550. Which is absurd to think that. But that's what they have to promote to get their system to work, that the book of Revelation was written early and was a prophecy about AD 70. By the way, Nero never ushered in persecution for exactly 42 months. Nero never controlled the entire planet the way the Antichrist will. Nero never forced people to receive a mark on their right hand or their forehead in order to participate in the global economy. The best Nero did is he offered up images, plural, of himself. But Revelation chapter 13, verse 15 says this of the Antichrist: he deceives those who dwell on the earth because of the signs which it was given to him to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image, icon, singular noun, to the beast. You never find Nero in any ancient writing setting up a singular image of himself. It's always in the plural. Images. Nero never resurrected from the dead. He was never dead and made alive again through satanic power. And you'll notice in the parenthesis, I've got all of the verses describing what the future Antichrist will do. Nero never associated with a miracle-working false prophet. And Nero was never venerated by the entire world. So who was Nero? He was a baby Antichrist. If the restrainer had been removed in his day, maybe he could have ended up being the main guy. But the restraint wasn't removed in his day, and Nero was just a baby Antichrist, or a little Antichrist, because Papa Antichrist is on his way, and will be visible to the entire world once the restraint is removed.